Well, hello there. My name is Irving. Irving the Shepherd. That's me. I live between Jerusalem and Bethlehem. My mother always wanted me to be a doctor, but I didn't quite have the grades for it. My brother Isaac had a 4.0. Mine was kind of closer to 0.4. Well, one day they were given aptitude tests at school. And after it was over, they advised some to be rabbis and doctors and lawyers. My score was kind of low, so I became a shepherd. Now, shepherds used to be thought of better than they are in my time. King David was a shepherd, and that's pretty cool that he was a shepherd and I'm a shepherd. But by this time, shepherds are kind of the lowest of the low. They're really not, you know, they're kind of at the bottom rung of the culture of society. And we're despised by the religious people. We can't keep the religious laws. We can't be ceremonial clean. And so people just think it's a bad occupation. But at least it's an honest living. Don't try to tell my mother that, though. Well, I really didn't come to tell you about myself. I came to tell you about the biggest night of my career. It was a light like no other night. I was on watch duty with some of the other junior shepherds. It was a busy night around Bethlehem. Caesar Augustus had issued an order that everyone was to be registered in the census. And they were to go to their hometown, to their ancestral home, and register in those towns. And so everyone who was a descendant of David had to come to Bethlehem and register in Bethlehem. And Bethlehem was crowded with people during this time. A lot of talk around Bethlehem and in Jerusalem in those days about the time being right for a Messiah to be born. We shepherds went to Jerusalem all the time to deliver sheep to the temple that could be sacrificed. In fact, that was our main market. There was an old guy that used to hang around the temple. His name was Simeon. And Simeon used to tell everybody that God had said to him that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah, the Savior. Well, most people thought he was just a crazy old man. But you know, he really didn't seem crazy to me. The scribes and the Pharisees, some of the teachers, said according to their understanding of Scripture from the prophet Daniel, it was about time for Messiah to come. Well, I thought about those things a lot when I tended sheep, and I thought about those things even on that night. Junior shepherds, you know, we usually got the night duty, especially on the cold nights when the senior shepherds could sleep in their warm beds. And so it was one of those nights. It was about midnight, and things were pretty quiet. But all of a sudden, there was a bright light that lit up the pasture like the noonday sun. I saw someone who looked like he was being struck by lightning. He was so bright. It was an angel. And me and my buddies all were scared. We were frightened. In fact, one of my buddies said, "Hey, man, our time's up. When you see angels, that means you're going. You're leaving this life." And so we were frightened. But the angel said, "No, you don't have to be afraid." He said, "I bring you good news of great joy, because tonight in the city of David, a Savior has been born who is Christ the Lord." You see, the Savior that Israel had waited for so long, he said, was born tonight. Then he said something even more amazing. He said, "We were going to find the Savior. We, as shepherds. And we were going to find the Savior, not in a palace, not in a mansion, but in a feeding trough for cattle." A feeding trough for cattle of all places. And he said this Savior that we would find in this feeding trough for cattle would be a baby, and he would be wrapped in strips of cloth. Just like my children were wrapped in strips of cloth and the children of the poor people are wrapped in strips of cloth when they're born. We would find this baby in a feeding trough wrapped in strips of cloth. Well, we thought we'd seen it all. But then all of a sudden, an army of angels, thousands and thousands of angels surrounded us, and they began to praise God and say, "Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth to men on whom his favor dwells." And they said, and it was a huge army, and us shepherds were just watching the whole thing. And then all of a sudden, as quickly as it started, it was over. It was done. Well, we said, we got to go find the Savior. We thought, if the angels told us about it, there's nothing more important than we can do than to go find the Savior. So we dropped everything to attend to the Savior's birth. We went and we looked in all the caves and the barns around Jerusalem, trying to find where the Savior. We looked in places where cattle would be. And finally, we entered one place and we saw a young woman lying down near a feeding trough and a man with her. And she looked very tired. And all of a sudden, we heard the cry of a baby. Timed that pretty well. And we looked in the manger, and we saw him. We saw him. We saw the Savior the angel had told us about. He was lying in the feeding trough of all places. There he was, right before our eyes. He was wrapped in strips of cloth, just like my children when they were born. And we looked at this baby, and we looked at this young couple, and we knew that this was the one that we had been told about. We began to tell the couple what had happened to us in the field, how that the angel has appeared to us and an army of angels that appeared to us, and they listened in amazement. And we told them, and we looked at the baby, and then we left. We went on. Well, after we left the barn, we told other people what we'd seen. And a lot of them wondered, why would God tell shepherds? I mean, of all the people in our society, of all the people around, why would God tell shepherds? You know, we're among the most lowest and despised. We're not religious because we can't keep clean ceremonially. We're despised. We can't observe religious festivals. You know, sometimes we can't even observe the Sabbath like some people think we should observe it. But the angel came to us. God sent his angel to us. And I kind of wonder, why to us? Well, maybe it was because we were the lowest of the low. You know, a lot of people think they can somehow reach God. But I guess the shepherds, we all kind of knew that we really couldn't be all that these religious people thought we should be. And so we can't reach God, and so he reached down to us. And he told us, and he invited us to be a part of the birth of the Savior. I ask anybody else, did you notice anything strange about that night? And most people said no. Some people said there might have been a brighter star. But most of the time, most people said it was just another night. And so I began to think, wow, you know, maybe it was just a few of us shepherds that God told about the birth of the Savior. What a privilege. Now, a lot of people thought we were crazy. Some people accused us of drinking some of the sheep dip, you know. But we didn't touch a drop, at least not on that night, anyway. We thought about what had been told to us, and we told people about what God had said, and some of them kind of thought about it for a few days, and then they kind of got busy with their lives and went on kind of forgetting everything we'd said. But some of them, like us, mostly the poor, the downcast, the oppressed, the outsiders, when they heard what we told them God had done for us, somehow they thought maybe there was something to this. Well, that was the big night of my career. The big night. I went back to shepherding as most of my buddies. Most of us kind of, you know, retired junior shepherds. But, you know, I was never the same from that night on. I was really changed. I began to think that God really did love me and care about me, and that even though I was a shepherd, and even though I couldn't do all that religious stuff, he still loved me. I thought a lot about that night. You know, as I sit under the stars night after night, I think about how big God is. I think about how that almost 4 million of our Earths could fit in the sun. The sun is that big. 4 million Earths could fit in the sun. And I thought about the nearest star, which is 5 times bigger than the sun, 4.4 million light years away. I thought about the Milky Way, and they say there's maybe it would maybe take 100,000 years traveling at the speed of light to go from one to go to the edge of the Milky Way. And then I thought there are hundreds of billions of stars in the Milky Way, and the Milky Way is just one galaxy, and there might be hundreds of thousands or millions of galaxies. We don't even know for certain how many there are. And I thought about that, and I realized that when I looked in the face of the little baby in that feeding trough, somehow I was looking into the face of the God who created it all. Why did he do it? I thought about that. Why did he do that? Every time I took sheep to the temple to be offered as sacrifices, I thought about this baby. I remember years later hearing a guy named John say that there was one who's going to come who's going to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And I thought, well, maybe it was the Savior that was told to us on that night. Maybe he was going to be like the sheep that are sacrificed so that people could be clean outwardly. Maybe the Savior was going to be sacrificed for our sins. Maybe that's what that night was ultimately all about. Maybe that's what the angel meant when he said, "Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord."
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight. Glory streams from heaven afar. Dimly hosts sing Alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus.
Aren't you glad it was to the shepherds and not the kings and not the Congress and not the Senate and not the courts and not the rich and the powerful, but basically to the lowly and the despised, like you and me, like us? That's who Jesus came to. And we couldn't reach him. We try to climb up the religious ladder to reach him. It's not enough. We think God's against us sometimes, but he's not. He loves us, and he reached down to us, and he became one, a human being with us. He broke into our world to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. We can't separate Christmas from the cross and Easter. That's why he came. Those pink little hands were meant to be nailed to the cross. That's why he came, to die for us. None of us can be right with God apart from him. And he came to the lowest of the low. And he invites all of us, you and me. If you don't know him, he came to save you, to save you. He came to save us who if you will believe. If you will believe. And my prayer is every person here will believe. And my prayer is as we go out, we would share with the world the great news of Christmas. A Savior has been born. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born who is Christ the Lord. Jesus came to save us from our sins. And that's what it's all about. Just want to wish every one of you a Merry Christmas. Want to let you know if there's anything that's been said today or any service and you need to talk with the pastor, just let me know. There are some slips in the chairs, and it says I want to talk to the pastor about something I heard. I need to talk to someone about what it means to become a Christian or what it means to I don't know if I'm right with God. Anything, any prayer requests, we invite you to just fill those out. Let us have those, and we'll get back with you. I want to say to you, I love you all. Thank you for letting me be your pastor and do crazy things. You can see your pastor. You can say, well, I saw my pastor in his bathrobe and barefoot today. So, you know, whatever that. So anyway, but I want to say to all of you, Merry Christmas. I introduced my family. They're all sitting in one row except my wife. And Jessica and Jesse are on the end, the daughter and son-in-law. And they've been here before. And then Shay and Seth, they're the newlyweds. And then Nate and Robin and Mina is here today. So I want to introduce you all to them. And I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. God bless you.